What a lot of people don't understand is that anarchy is really based on mutual aid. So kind of the point of doing this whole, you know, quote unquote, fix it up thing was to counter the bad image that a lot of anarchists get that is, you know, like, how people fear them and how people think it's very chaotic and how people think the only anarchist mentality is, you know, property damage and, I guess, hate, really, is what a lot of people are under the impression of.
Tampa city officials established a set of special rules to enforce during the Republican National Convention. Throughout that process, they continuously said it was to protect people from violent protesters who they referred to as the anarchists. Riley blames mainstream media coverage, who used a literal definition of anarchy that doesn't really apply to members of Occupy Tampa, who operate under anarchist philosophies.
But really, it just means without authority. It means the mentality itself is nobody can rule my life better than me. And though, therefore, you know, by doing good for yourself, you're doing good for the community because you're healthy, the community's healthy, you're helping one another by being healthy yourself. So it's really based upon there's no authority figures because everybody is their own authority figure.
Not all occupiers identify themselves as anarchists. Riley said some call the movement a direct democracy.
Which is funny because it's really not. It's really not democratic because democracy really implies that it's, you know, majority rule, minority rights. But with consensus, it's very individualistic. It's you know, you agree with something or you stand aside with something or you can block something. And if you block something that's taken very seriously.
Since last week, the group Food Not Bombs has been partnering with occupiers in Voice of Freedom Park to feed people in the park. That continued today as people filled up on fruit and a homemade granola concoction. The food gave activists a chance to gear up for an afternoon of manual labor. Jimmy Dunson said instead of waiting for the government to step in, he helped organize the effort to lend a hand in the community.
We're just going to go into the community, clean some stuff, you know, pick up trash, work on this community garden next to here, next to Voice of Freedom Park in Old West Tampa, and just give back to the community, show an example, and show an alternative to the message of the RNC and the city and the police.
The security efforts in Tampa for the Republican convention were funded by a $50 million grant from the federal government. Dunson said that money could have been used better.
We're showing that, you know, with the $50 million they spent on the helicopters, on the police knocking on our doors, on the spy cameras, they could have been doing stuff like this.
The group planned to reach out to homeowners in the community to make repairs or clean up yards. But Riley said a lot of the residents are too proud to accept the help. So instead, they're focusing largely on the park itself and common areas around the neighborhood. Pepe Cavanas, an activist and gardener from northern Pinellas County, donated a rain barrel and seeds to the project.
It's important to give back to the community, to let them know that we care, that we're here for them. We're not just coming to town to party and live it up. But we're actually concerned and are willing to do something about it. We're willing to put our money where our mouth is